two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 91 degrees. KSL's top story, developing news. Unified police are responding to an officer-involved incident in Holiday. It happened at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Right now, it's blocking off the intersection of 45th South and 23rd East. And that's where we find KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul, earlier we heard an officer had been injured in this incident. What do we know? Well, it sounds like we're having a hard time establishing contact with Paul. Unified Police were about to begin a news conference. Perhaps he's getting set for that. We will bring that news conference to you live here on KSL News Radio just as soon as it begins, so stay with us. The other big story we're covering, the highest one-day jump in new COVID cases ever. And state officials are calling it terrible news. The state has 911 new cases. Doctors are seeing the biggest spike in people ages 15 through 24. Utah County is seeing a massive number of new cases. Governor Herbert says this is a lagging tally, so the numbers could get even worse soon.
Our hospitalization rates have stayed pretty constant, but the worry now is what's going to happen the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Governor Herbert says he's alarmed to see people in Utah County hosting large get-togethers without masks, almost in defiance of public health recommendations, but he says he has no plans to institute a mask mandate. KSL News Time, 4:32. We're going to backtrack a bit. We've gotten a hold of KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson in Holiday, the scene of an officer-involved incident about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Paul, what more do we know now?
Well, officially, the police have not given us any updated details about what happened here, but we have spoken with a few people who were working around this intersection here. They did not want to be recorded, but they gave us what they saw. They told us what they could see here from what they're saying. And again, this has to be confirmed, but they're saying between a police officer and a man on a motorcycle and some sort of that the motorcyclist was running away. But the witnesses that we were talking to say that it appeared that the motorcyclist may have dropped a gun or some sort of weapon and then ran back to pick it up. And then it appeared, according to them, that he pointed it at the officer. Now, this is witness testimony. We haven't gotten anything confirmed from the police, but that's what we're seeing hearing right now is that people around this area say that there was some sort of fight between an officer and a man on a motorcycle. The man on the motorcycle decided to run away, but he dropped a weapon of some sort, and then that's when reportedly the officer fired. And as far as his condition, he is not here, so we believe that he has been taken to the hospital. We're trying to find out the updated condition of that person now. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL
News Time, 4:33. Again, Unified Police have scheduled, or they haven't scheduled, but there's a news conference that's about to begin at the scene nearby, and we'll bring it to you live here on KSL News Radio, so please stay with us. KSL News Time, 4:33. Schools are dealing with a coronavirus spike. We've been talking about this over the past few minutes, and Todd Fuchs has more details.
Jeff, Riverton High School reported 16 sick students, and now the state is recommending the entire school quarantine for 2 weeks. Jordan District Board of Education President Bryce Dunford says students aren't responding well to quarantine.
We've heard so many people talk about how they
reverted back to pandemic learning, or that they fell behind in their grades, because when they're at home, they just don't do it.
But officials with the Utah Education Association say teachers were assured across the state that schools would follow state guidelines, and they don't want those rules changed. The average age for new COVID-19 infections in Utah students right now is 16. The 15 to 24 age group has been seeing the biggest increases, especially in Utah County. KSL News Radio's Dan Bombas says Utah's largest healthcare group has been looking at the numbers.
Dr. Eddie Stenium, an infectious disease specialist with Intermountain Healthcare, says schools are going to have to take another look at their plans for preventing the spread of COVID-19. He's worried the spike among the student population will spread to older adults when they go home to their families. But there's a little good news. It appears the disease is not spreading as quickly among elementary and junior high school students.
Senyum says anybody with symptoms of an upper respiratory infection should get tested for COVID, because it's impossible to tell the difference between the flu or some other common diseases just based on early symptoms. Utah County is the hardest hit area of the state by this new spike in COVID-19 cases. State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says 40% of the new cases over the past week come from there, and there are parts of the county with an infection rate six times higher than that of the entire state. Dr. Dunn says statewide, we're now on pace to match or exceed infection rates in the Navajo Nation or New York City. In Florida, the governor is telling residents it's not time to let their guard down. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, Florida is now dealing with a second round of flooding left behind by remnants of Hurricane Sally.
Just remember that widespread river flooding is ongoing, and it could continue over the next week.
Governor Ron DeSantis says rescue teams are using high water vehicles to reach people that have been cut off by flooding in areas like Pensacola. A member of Congress is weighing in as President Trump continues to clash with his own health experts about when a COVID vaccine will be available. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy, who's a doctor, says no one knows when a vaccine will be ready.
One thing is clear is that to fully vaccinate the entire nation will take months.
The president repeatedly suggesting a vaccine will arrive by Election Day, but the head of the CDC told Congress yesterday the public won't get a vaccine until mid to late 2021. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News. Sorry, Jeff, go ahead.
No, you, please.
KSL News Time is 4:36.
Thank you, Todd. Ricky Meese, trouble spots on the roads. Go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen, thank you. We have two crashes on northbound I-15, one in Sandy at 9500 South, move to the left shoulder. The other, northbound I-15, right about the Beck Street Highway 89 split. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, if you really concentrate, can you think of good things that have come out of this pandemic? Think about it. And my minute of news is on the way. Next.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.